on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, we've got a full plate, ladies and gentlemen, lined up for you of absolutely vital information on this third day of November 2013, on this two-hour Sunday abbreviated transmission. Three hours, weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, and then, of course, the two-hour transmission every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Wow, there is so much to get into. Huge developments on the Obamacare front, with the Obamacare architect admitting the plan is to get rid of the individual having a insurance market and everyone being forced into a collectivist market. We're going to be getting into that admission. Of course, they always admitted that, but just thought their constituents were morons and would say that we were liars when we pointed out what they were actually planning. We're also going to get into a book written with aides of Obama, where he would brag about what a great killer he was and how manly it was to order drones to kill people. Obama reportedly said, "I'm really good at killing people." Yes, and then giving the drone pilots above Purple Hearts. When Audie Murphy got Purple Hearts for being wounded and shot by German soldiers, that was nothing compared to a drone pilot. Or someone giving orders to the drone pilot. They're even greater heroes. Perhaps we should give him 1,000, grabbing inflation in the dollar. How about 1,000 Nobel Prizes? 1,000 Nobel Prizes a minute. Or 1,000 Nobel Prizes a second. We could give him 57 trillion Nobel Prizes. And that would make all the funding Al-Qaeda and funding torture and secret arrest and warrantless wiretapping and bid rigging and no-bid contracts and hiring more lobbyists than anyone before him and bankrupting the country. That makes it all okay. So we're going to get into Obamacare, the latest on NSA. We're going to get into Panetta, former SecDef, says U.S. may have to use military force against Iran. And we're also going to get into Obama using executive orders to bypass Congress on carbon taxes and more. And then, of course, the big news, I have to cover it to protect ourselves, really, but also to illustrate media control. The LAX shooting that left one dead and six wounded, unfortunately, if you even believe the official story. But it looks like it actually happened. Sometimes they stage stuff entirely, like Gulf of Tonkin. They have government documents like Operation Northwoods talking about how to stage mass shootings and blame it on their political enemies. So we have to know that it is possible with this crew to do anything, but it probably happened. But the issue is that the official narrative has disintegrated. And we're going to be going over that. And the Southern Poverty Law Center is basically a White House front group that demonizes anybody that isn't left of Stalin. They have come out now and demonize, what do you think they demonize? It's just wild guess. You know, a lot of times when there's a mass shooting, I say, gee, I hope they don't blame me somehow. Then they'll have national stories going, Jones is delusional. He thinks they might try to connect him to it. And then they go ahead and still try to connect me to it. I mean, I shouldn't laugh about it, but it's really weird. Boston bombing, no connection to me. And they came out when I said that, well, there was a drill and there was government agencies involved and showed proof. Their response was, you're involved, Alex. And then they produced some local libertarian magazine that I wasn't even in as the proof. Now, to be honest, I do have 15 million listeners, a lot of folks that come along that, you know, listen to the show or watch it online. And so it's actually hundreds of millions that know who we are globally. That's a conservative estimate. So sure, it's like saying, did you watch Jay Leno? Yeah, I know who he is. Well, that's it. It's his fault in the Boston bombing as well. In fact, they could ask the surviving brother, the surviving Patsy, the Boston bombing, if he's ever heard of Jay Leno. And then if he says, yes, I've heard of Jay Leno or Obama, then it's Obama's fault. Actually, it is probably. Obama's controllers obviously did it. The evidence on that is stacked to the rafters. But we're going to come back and break down this as well. And folks saying he was dressed up, multiple witnesses. Credible witnesses saying, no, he was dressed up as a TSA agent. Sounds like a drill to me. Fits the script.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
But I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Guns will be taken.
No one will be able to be armed. We're going to take all the guns.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
It's global governance at last. Is it one world? The central bank is in charge. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
As for me, give me liberty or give me death!
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And it is Sunday, the third day of November, 2013. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to cover the news today. And boy, is there a lot of incredibly important news, very weighty issues. And we'll also open the phones up on world events. We're going to get into the very suspicious, tragic events at LAX, leaving one dead, six wounded, that fits in with more than 20 drills they've had, with no evidence it was coming, of a libertarian right-winger shooting up the precious TSA. And so we're going to be looking at this because it has all the earmarks, all the signature hallmarks of a false flag. And we know the globalists have been caught doing this before. It's called a gambit in military strategy, where you sacrifice some of your own people in a staged event as a pretext to wave the bloody shirt and mobilize your operation against the general public. It is a 3,000-year-old chess move, and it's 101 in military strategy and stratagem. So we're going to be breaking all of that down, and our so-called government has a long, long, long history of staging events and being caught, attacking our own ships to get us into Vietnam, Gulf of Tonkin, or saying they were attacked. Cy Hirsch, Pulitzer Prize winner two times, of course, broke in New Yorker a few years ago the plan to have U.S. Navy SEALs attack our own ships to blame it on Iran. Of all people, George W. Bush blocked Dick Cheney from doing it. And there's hundreds of other examples. So the point is, state-run media like MSNBC, CNN, they're going to be aghast that we point out some of the telltale signs of this perhaps being a staged event. Boston bombing, if you remember, totally hands down, both brothers, government operatives, one of them publicly on CIA payroll, protected for years. Part of a drill we know they were having, that was even the Boston Globe. Our reporters went and covered it, were threatened by Secret Service, who weren't even around the president there. They were just there to threaten people, covering up Saudi nationals clearly involved, and so much more. And for exposing that, they then had MSNBC and others come out with no evidence. We played this clip here. You can just type in MSNBC says Alex Jones behind the Boston bombing. And on quite a few TV shows, they say, I am behind it, and then show no evidence. My lawyer says I could clearly win a lawsuit for defamation, hands down. But, I mean, they're so discredited anyways. And MSNBC gets government stimulus money, so it'd just be taxpayer money. My goal is not to win a multi-million dollar lawsuit. It's just to discredit these people. But the point is they're very upset about us exposing them. So we're going to be getting into that in a moment. There it is. MSNBC blames Boston bombing on deeply racist Alex Jones, and then showed no clips of me being racist and no clips of me connected to the Boston bombing in any way, except for my reporter asking questions at stage press conferences about the drill that the Boston Globe and a local TV station admitted, and the still photos by the thousands of men in military outfits with black backpacks running around during and after the bombing, and all the rest of it. So And the fact that Al-Qaeda in Chechnya is run by the CIA on record, and the older brother was on the CIA payroll, but I'm already digressing. We just see this over and over again. In fact, let me just cover this now, then I'll get into huge developments on Obamacare, huge developments in the Middle East, big developments on the NSA front. Obama is now bragging that he's, quote, really good at killing people. That's big news. So give him another Peace Prize for that. He's really macho and tough, very gangster, so we're going to be breaking that down. But let's first just get into the whole false flag situation. Hitler firebombed his own Reichstag in February 27th, 1933. He was already elected as the leader of the country, but he wanted to abolish their Bill of Rights and Constitution in the Weimar Republic and to have Kaiser Wilhelm step down. So he did get that done using the destroying of their own Capitol building, their firebombing of the Capitol building of the Reichstag to get that job done. It had always been rumored to be a false flag, but a couple years ago it was declassified. I don't know why the West declassified that. Well, actually, I know why they don't want you thinking about things like that, that it was indeed a staged event by Hermann Göring. Then we even know more about Operation Himmler. You wonder how Nazi Germany, with its high-tech military in 1939, 1940, attacked Poland that had horse-drawn carriages and was a World War I style army. Well, they attacked Nazi bases along the German-Polish border in Operation Himmler that was declassified in the Nuremberg trials. And in Operation Himmler, they attacked bases at Gleiwitz and others and would even dress up local concentration camp victims in Polish regalia and German regalia. And they would then, of course, shoot them. So it looks real, and then shoot film footage, 16 millimeter, I guess, for the German cinema. It was where you went to the news to get your movie for whatever a tenth of a mark was, and then you would also get 30 minutes of Hitlerian propaganda newsreels before it, as they were called. We got that here as well, just our form of propaganda. And they said, how dare the Poles attack us, and then the rest is history. So the point is, when the media acts all aghast at this, it's like being aghast at the sun coming up in the morning. This is a standard operating procedure to do these type of things. And the fact is, we have criminal elements in our government that blew up the Maine in 1898 to get us in the Spanish-American War, that staged massacres in Cuba to then blame it on the forces there to invade in 1898 as well. And then just since then, it was declassified a decade ago that Bobby Kennedy went to his brother and wanted to blow up U.S. Consulates in the South America as a pretext to invade there, because the Pentagon had been coming to him as well, wanting to push that. So, because Kennedy had said no, they went to his brother. So the fact is, you're just knee-deep in this, actually up to your eyeballs, in examples of false flags. And you've got the TSA wanting to roll out armed agents on the streets of America. It's already begun. Wanting to set up checkpoints on highways, wanting to set up checkpoints outside the airport. They already search your car if you park it in long-term parking without a warrant. They're now shifting from saying Al-Qaeda is the reason, because everybody knows that's a hoax and a fraud, and our government publicly runs them in Libya and Syria and Egypt and everywhere else. So that's mainstream news. So now they're segueing in the news saying, oh no, it's veterans, gun owners, libertarians, conservatives. They're going to attack us. And they had 20 drills in the last couple months. We had an article 5 days ago showing all these drills where the TSA is attacked by libertarians. And I'm going to show you some articles about that and play some news clips, not just us saying it. We're going to show you that they go, okay, the libertarians are going to come shoot us now, and they're the new enemy, okay? It's not Al-Qaeda. It's the gun owners and the returning veterans and the libertarians, all right, who don't want us setting up checkpoints on the highway and totally taking over as a national police force. They're going to attack. Oh, my goodness. Somebody dressed up like a TSA agent came in and shot some people. We don't know what happened. And it turns out, I said Friday, it may not be a false flag, maybe a mentally ill person or maybe somebody going postal. But I said, if they have a drill and if they were dressed up like TSA, it's a false flag. Well, there was a drill dressed up like TSA. It's probably a false flag. I mean, I'm an expert on false flags. Looks like a big, giant false flag.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So, if you go up to Infowars.com, you can see the article, TSA Shooting Narrative Disintegrates. And again, if you question known liars who've been caught staging events over and over again, you're a conspiracy theorist. But everybody in history, including our founding fathers especially, knew that you don't trust big government, big corporations, big powerful institutions. You've got to hold them to task because historically they're the most dangerous things around. Government in the 20th century, according to the University of Hawaii study, killed 262 million people in the last century alone. The term is democide, if you'd like to look it up. That's non-military deaths, not military bombing London or bombing Dresden or bombing Tokyo, not the Allies attacking Germany or Germany attacking England. No, no. Governments lining people up and or hanging them, civilians, cold-bloodedly executing them, 262 mil. So it's always the biggest threat. But you say, hey, we better keep this government under control. Hey, the deficit's $17 trillion, and that's more than our GDP every year, and every economist says we're in deep trouble, basically. But Obama says, if you raise the debt ceiling, that doesn't raise the debt. And if you built a business, you didn't build that. And by the way, you're going to be able to keep your insurance. Don't listen to anybody that tells you that. Remember all these lies? And we'd say, actually, the bill says you can't keep your insurance in most cases, and it's going to double it. Shut up, racist. Literally. And you're like, what's that have to do with race? That's what all racists say. They just change the subject because it's a criminal takeover. So you've got the TSA that is outside of sworn officers, outside of esprit de corps, outside of military history, outside of the JAG culture, which isn't perfect, but compared to just a whole new agency and a whole new enforcement arm, that's what every dictator did. Lenin, Stalin, Mao, Hitler, Pol Pot, every Caesar, when he took over, set up his own new internal police force. You always set up a new group that doesn't have cliques, that doesn't have infighting, which is a good thing, separation of powers, that doesn't have any good guys in it, that doesn't have any checks and balances. You create your SS, your SA. And that's what the TSA is. And you laugh at them and go, waddling around searching people? Well, now it's armed on the streets. Now it's armored vehicles. Now it's, you see, that's how this Praetorian Guard gets set up. And they always do it smartly as a non-threatening thing. So many people I've studied throughout history, you can study it as well, would like say, we're going to have a port security force, just 10 guys. And then 10 years later, 20 years later, it's 5,000 troops. I mean, I'm just using one example from the Byzantine Empire and one account I read of some local governor that created his own army that way. This is mission creep. And this is what these agencies do. And this is what all the military-industrial complex, most of them foreign bank-owned, are setting up, is a militarization of everything, where everything spies on us, everything tracks us, and we've got to pay for it. We got to pay for our car to have all these boxes taxing us and tracking us. We got to pay for the smart meter that dials into all our digital devices and surveils us on record. We pay for our own enslavement. We pay in the phone bill for fees under national security that paid since the Telecommunications Act of 96 to have the NSA grids put in. You pay for your own enslavement. And so I'm sitting here seeing the TSA have drills all over the United States of gun owners attacking them, libertarians attacking them. That way they can demonize their enemy. Oh, the people that don't like us are coming here and shoot us. And then magically it happens. And then magically we learn the sister airport had a drill. That airport at LAX just had a drill. And here is the headline, amazing headline out of the Digital Journal. LAX shooter, police trained for exact scenario 3 weeks ago. We have an article up at Infowars.com. 20 drills show that patriots are the main target of Homeland Security. There's the actual headline. I'm going from memory. 20 drills that prove the DHS official new enemy is the American people. Infowars.com. So I'm watching all this go on. And first we hear it's a TSA agent shooting people. And it's TSA agents that have been shot, and it's plainclothes people in suits and ties and dress shirts being drug out shot, so that doesn't fit. And then the story keeps changing, and that happens in a live event. But then the eyewitnesses, these aren't just reporters getting it wrong from the cops. These are eyewitnesses going, I saw him. He was in a TSA uniform with body armor. And I've told people this 100 times. In fact, more than 100. I said last week multiple times, look for a mass shooting at the TSA. I don't know how I know this stuff, folks. A lot of people think I'm actually behind stuff, I guess, because I can figure it out. But, I mean, I can see them branding something. It's like, how do I know a new McDonald's sandwich is coming out? The ads are everywhere. I mean, how do I know deer season's coming up? Oh, there's the deer season ads again. I mean, it's like, the libertarians are going to shoot us any minute. They're coming. And I'm like, it had to be Tuesday. I remember on the show, I don't have a crew to dig this stuff up. Listeners, can you dig it up? I said, if they ask you to go do a shooting drill or a bombing drill in an airport and you're an informant or you're a cop or you're whatever or a citizen, don't do it. They'll shoot you in the drill and shoot a bunch of people and blame you. How do I know this? This is how they do it. The czars used to have drills before the Soviets came in, and before that, the Bolsheviks. They would have drills and get patsies involved, and then they do it during the drill in case their people get caught. They say, oh, it's part of the drill, just like the Boston bombing. Turned out a local paper screwed up and reported, oh, yeah, there was a drill of a bombing right there where it happened, Boston Globe, and a local TV station. Look it up. And the people involved in the drill, they're not involved in the bombing. That way, if they're one guy going in or the one guy from the ceiling shooting people or whatever the case was, that, you know, they shoot a few people, shoot the guy that's in the drill, then you get to set them up. There it is, police responding, training plan, but bombs hit first. Yeah, there's the Boston Globe. They train months before and on the day of the bomb at the finish line. Again, they've even declassified in different government documents like Northwoods how they use a drill to cover up the real attack. It's not like I figured this out on my own. A lot of these manuals have been declassified. Then they say by accident and then reclassified. So when we come back, I'm going to play you the clips of witnesses saying he was in a TSA uniform. And then they say, oh, they shot TSA agents in their outfits, in their uniforms, in their costumes, their authority costumes, and then it's video the people shot weren't. And then there's the drills, and we're going to go over this at that airport and other airports of the exact same scenario when there'd never been a libertarian who's against the New World Order, Southern Poverty Law Center, Fed run, comes out and ties it to Alex Jones and Glenn Beck and people that don't like the TSA. When I just released 2 weeks ago what was in the Federal Register, but they reclassified it, they accidentally declassified it, that they admit in federal court it's all fake and not for terrorists, and it's for the American people and for capital controls to keep you from fleeing during a depression when everything implodes. These are the border and highway police to shake everybody down and basically take you to the FEMA camp if they decide you've got a designation in the NSA file that they could use in slave labor. And by the way, that's the Emergency Centers Establishment Act and in the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp program. That if you're a doctor, an auto mechanic, you're going to the slave camp with pot bellies standing over you. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
All right, coming up in the next segment, your phone calls on any subject you want to cover. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. First-time callers, yet again today, 877-789-2539, and we'll get you up and on the air. What do you think about the LAX shooting? Is it suspicious to you? Look, it's very simple. The government and the interests that run it act like they're so concerned about one dead person, who I'm actually concerned about. I have empathy for everybody who was a TSA attendant or guard, whatever you want to call them. They're not really officers. They're not sworn. I'm sad they were shot and killed, and it appears that this shooting did indeed happen. Sometimes they just say something happened that didn't even happen entirely. That's how controlled the state-run media is. But it is an elementary equation throughout history that governments and other groups stage events to blame it on their political opposition. It's a false flag. It's a self-inflicted wound. It's a staged event. It is a inside job. And then the establishment media ridicules anyone who points out a historical fact that most big internal terroristic events in the last really 200 years, it's turned out, were staged as a way for the establishment to go after their political enemies. Frame-ups are incredibly, incredibly common. And it even came out in mainstream media, and even Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh and Michael Savage had to come out and say it looks like NATO and Obama staged chemical attacks in Syria with al-Qaeda to blame it on their enemies. So we've come a long way. The fact that governments and criminal groups do this is a fact. I'm not saying this was staged, but the evidence, the preponderance of information leans towards that, and the timing of it. The drills that a libertarian anti-TSA person is going to come in and shoot everybody, and it comes to a crescendo in the media to the point of, I said multiple times last week on record, don't be part of a drill, or if you see a drill at an airport, get out of there. And then it happens. That's all I'm saying. And then the media jumps on it like it's a new 9/11, end of the world. You would have thought 1,000 people are dead. I mean, they can have an earthquake and 50,000 people die, and it's not even in the news. Or there can be fires that kill 100 people, and then it's not even the news. Or there can be a flood displacing millions, barely in the news. But man, you get one government person shot, it's like the earth split in two and blew up like the Death Star. And that is the propaganda. You got 53 million abortions. You got kids getting sterilized, getting paralyzed from vaccines. You've got all these other health effects. You got 300,000 a year on average dying from flesh-eating bacteria. Isn't even an issue. Just in the U.S., you've got all 200 people dying from honeybees each year. Hundreds dying from deer running out in front of their cars. Are they setting up deer fences everywhere to stop that? No. People die. But when it's the government being attacked, oh my gosh, it's the end of the world, and it's the anti-government people. It's Alex Jones, and it's Glenn Beck, and oh my, I mean, it's in AP and CNN and MSNBC and Raw Story, and Southern Poverty Law Center is the one that put it out. Because it turns out yesterday, less than a day after all this happens, the Southern Poverty Law Center has access to the police and a letter stuck in this guy. How do you pronounce this guy's name? Paul Ciencia? So you've got Paul Ciencia, reportedly, and he's got a note in his bag that he did this because he doesn't like authoritarian government. That's a quote. And he doesn't like the New World Order, and he doesn't like the TSA violating his rights. And the TSA said 2 weeks ago, they said in announcements, if you criticize or ask us questions or make jokes, we're going to arrest you. That's terrorism. Just see, we're now the enemy. Suddenly it's us. And people are like, well, just go through the security, put up with it. This is a bathing in tyranny. This is a breaking of our will. This is a learn to be perps, learn to be prisoners. This is what prisoners go through when they show up at medium and maximum security prisons, is what the TSA does to you. This is the enslavement, the antithesis of what our republic was founded on. And if you don't do it, you're not a good American. So Paul Ciencia, who's unconscious, we're told, and if he pleads not guilty later and says there were other shooters, like the lone living Boston bombing patsy, you'll never hear about that. It'll be national security, the trial's secret. Well, we know why it's secret. Tamerlan, the older brother of Tsarnaev, on record was working with the CIA. That came out in British, German, and Russian news. There was a drill. There was a stand down. They set those brothers up, and they screamed at cops, we didn't do it. We're not part of it, as they shot his brother and ran over him and then chased the other one. Then shot up his boat with 50 cops, and he climbs out, and then they had to cut his throat out so he couldn't talk. By By the way, I've talked to the police involved, just so you know, ladies and gentlemen. Just like we broke, there was an order by Obama for a stand down. A stand down at the Naval Yard shooting by the SWAT team from the Capitol that happened to be driving by right when it happened, a mile away, and were fully locked and loaded to go in and stop whatever happened. National security got declared on that one. On and on and on. This is how they set up the police state. This is how they take over. You want to take over the Middle East? Fund Al-Qaeda, have them blow stuff up. You want to take over America? Well, fund Al-Qaeda to blow stuff up, but then come in and flip it onto the American people. So let's go over some of the evidence here, but I just want to remind you. They are now coming out in literally hundreds of publications as we speak. It was like 10 yesterday, more than I could count this morning, and it's just flooding. Now, it's all over the news. The videos are coming into our inbox. As they say, Alex Jones is the one that coined the term New World Order. They actually say that in one article. Hitler used the term New World Order first on record. Before I was born, I was born in 74. Hitler used the term in 1936. You can look it up. At the Olympics that he basically founded, the modern Olympics. See, I'm cursed by being informed. It's like I'm here talking about, I guess, rocket science to the public, and they just think, that guy talks fancy. He's trying to show off. He's a terrorist. I hope somebody in a black uniform takes my guns to keep me safe from people like him. He scare me. Government love me. Like you're some domesticated pot-bellied pig or something I saw at the Austin Zoo yesterday with my children. I mean, does anyone really buy into all this fraud? All I know is we've got groups that stand to gain from staging stuff or letting it happen, who have a history of doing it, and who have the motive to seize power and blame us for political events. Before we go to break, let's play one of these clips. Here's KTLA with one of the countless videos we have of folks saying they saw the shooter with the gun in a TSA uniform.
Correct. There's two weapons playing a part, and this gunman looked like a TSA agent to me because he was dressed like that, like a security, a TSA agent, and he was pretty big. I mean, bigger than me, like body-wise, so I bet if he was going to go crazy today, he was going to have his body armor.
We got a whole bunch of videos like this. Let's go to the one where they did a drill of the exact same thing. And I think this is CBS. Cue up the one of the drill of the exact same thing. Here we go.
The officers didn't, I repeat, they didn't hesitate. They went after this individual and they confronted this individual in our airport. And unfortunately, it involved an officer-involved shooting. But that's what needed to be done in that particular situation, and that was heroic. We practiced to this not more than 3 weeks ago. We took every one of our officers, our patrol officers, and a couple of hundred officers from the Los Angeles Police Department, and we practiced the exact
scenario. And I remember being on air at the time, as God is my witness, you can pull it up, and I said, watch them stage something in LAX. I remember on air, because the way the media was smacking their lips and had that look in their eye like the word had been given. These people, unbelievable. Unbelievable. Man, I tell you, I can't handle anymore.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie. No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream, and the state has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
236 years ago, the British newspapers, nothing against the great British people. I myself have got a lot of blood from the Isles over there. They declared that the colonists were terrorists. They were thieves, thugs, highwaymen. That they would be dealt with. And of course, they ended up founding this republic. On the Bill of Rights and Constitution and the ideas of English common law that had been developed by their predecessors, they honored the good English men and women who had stood for Magna Carta in 1215. So we salute the real Britannic roots today, not the fact that the globalists use England as one of their main command bases. Now, continuing, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to your phone calls coming up here in just a few minutes. I want to make it clear. Governments throughout history and also private groups stage events to blame their political enemies. That's a fact. False flags are a part of history. They're very common. But when you see the establishment state-run media come out less than 24 hours after this tragic event that's been blown way out of proportion compared to disasters 1,000 times bigger, when you see all the scripting and you see all the telltale signs, and when you see political enemies, Republicans, conservatives, constitutionalists, veterans, libertarians, but number one, Alex Jones and Glenn Beck. And look, folks, I'm not in competition with Glenn Beck, even though his show is very similar to mine. I agree with 95% of what's on his show. I don't want them to go after Glenn Beck. If they try to blame him for things he has nothing to do with, I'm going to defend him. I am absolutely nonviolent offensively. Do not start anything. Do not go shoot anybody. Don't shoot cops at a checkpoint. Don't shoot FBI agents. Don't shoot ATF agents. Do not go out looking for trouble. If somebody comes up shooting at you, like Sheriff John Brown in the famous song talking about I shot the sheriff, but I didn't shoot the deputy. Here came John Brown coming down the road to shoot me, so I shot first. That's a different issue. But we're not trying to cause a civil war here. The globalists are. We don't want a fight with the police and the military. We have more in common with them times 100 than we do the offshore globalists that are manipulating this. And the police and military are smart enough, being on the inside, to understand that and realize there's a manipulation happening here. So they chose Los Angeles for something like that. And that's my gut. That's my inclination. I now remember 3 weeks ago with the drill at LAX, the mass shooting, saying, oh my gosh, when they do stuff like this, look out, it's LA. If they're going to stage something, it'd be a place like LA. I remember saying it. You remember. Go to all the YouTube videos, the prisonplanet.tvs, find it, post it. And then I said this week multiple times, look for a staged attack at a checkpoint or a police station or a TSA line, because I just see all the pre-programming. It's like, how do you know? You always forget fall's coming around till you see Christmas stuff. You go to the mall, there's Christmas music. It's the same thing with a PR rollout. It's just everywhere. The libertarians are going to come to the airport and shoot everybody. Never happened before. And I'm like, wow, they're in all these movies and dramas and sitcoms. It's the anti-New World Order people. They're going to kill everybody. Get ready for it to be staged. Or this could be a mentally ill person that sees the countless cop shows and TV shows, Hawaii Five-O, every show I see, every show my crew tells me about. We play clips. Is the libertarian liberty lover shoots up the TSA, murders the children, on and on and on, the demonization, when it's not happening in the real world, so they don't even have to stage it sometimes. Copycats will see that, and it puts the idea in their mind. You know, New York, Chicago, LA police, famously, every time somebody gets up on a skyscraper and jumps off, they know for 2 days to post police there or to put up fences, because somebody sees one person jump off the Empire State Building, suddenly it's on the news. People that are suicidal go, I was going to blow my head off today. Let me go to the Empire State Building to do that. Now it's all plexiglassed in. You can't. This is mob psychology, and they show you images of running people at LAX and all the fear and, oh my gosh, I better do what they say. It's the libertarians. They're coming to kill me. It's a psyop, even if this guy was unstable and went and did this. Regardless, people have died. It's terrible. But why is it being pushed so much? See what I'm saying? Meanwhile, 1 week after they passed Obamacare 3.5 years ago, Newsweek had the cover of the case for killing Granny, showing an old woman being unplugged. Bill Gates came out and said the death panels are real. Kill a grandma, hire 10 teachers. The death panels were in there. The bioethics boards. We knew what this was going to do. Rahm Emanuel's brother had written white papers, Ezekiel Emanuel. His brother was the chief of staff at the time, now Chicago mayor, Chicago Don. And he came out and admitted all this, and they would control us through the healthcare. Well, now he's come out and admitted, okay, you are going to have no more private market where you go out and buy what you want, no more market. That's because the insurance companies want it. And what he's saying is true, but their plan was to destroy it. The insurance companies will still get all the money as foreign banks. That's what they are. But you won't have a choice. That's why it doubled this year. That's why it's set to triple next year and quadruple by middle of 2014. The numbers vary. In fact, it's worse than I even prognosticated trying to read the writers. It's a bunch of special interest in there. Get whenever they want. Big insurance companies shut down little ones, shut down competition. Shut down what type of test and healthcare people can get, but you still got to buy expensive healthcare that's double the price. On and on and on. I mean, it is a wreck Medicare, Medicaid. Let the government give you less care. This is the greatest screw job in history. And everything we said about it was accurate with our guests and experts to a point, but I was wrong. Obamacare, I was right up to a point of how bad I thought it would get from the legislation, trying to read it, understand it, but I couldn't believe that they're this arrogant and think you're this dumb. It was light years beyond what I thought. So I was wrong here. This was much worse than I even thought. Obama was much worse than I thought. I mean, I knew he'd be bad, but I mean, this is unbelievable. So let's go to a video clip of him on Fox News Sunday. This is today. Admitting, but spinning it like, oh, the insurance companies are the ones, they did it, not us, which is true, though, but still gets Obama out of the trouble. Not all the insurance companies. I have family that works in major healthcare management. Okay, they're all getting out of it, not because they don't want to not make money or because they're bad. It's because it's written where little operators can't operate. It's written to shut down competition, folks, just like Obama shut down our coal power plants. And you're seeing the evidence of that now. So let's go to this clip of the architect, one of the main architects of Obamacare, now admitting what we told you was going to happen. You're not going to have a health market. You're just going to have to buy whatever the insurance companies say because they bought off the government. Here it is.
Made that pledge, Mr. Caprata.
People who knew the law as it was being written knew the president wasn't telling the truth. The grandfather provision written into the law itself was too narrow. And frankly, they wrote a regulation intentionally trying to get people out of the individual market. They want the people to go into the exchanges because there's a lot of people in the individual market. The whole point of the exchanges is to close down the individual insurance market over time.
The insurance company,
they wanted to move millions of people into the exchanges.
Insurance companies don't want... Insurance companies don't like the individual market as it's constructed. They see the future. That individual market is going away. They don't want to invest in it.
But that's not why, what the president said.
Let me finish.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Rahm Emanuel's brother who helped write the bill, the eugenicist doctor that says reduce population death panels. We have clips of him. We played it 3 years ago trying to stop this. You didn't listen to us, or at least the rest of the public didn't. And did you hear it? The insurance companies see the future. It's going away. It was meant to wreck it and give us what England has, everything else, where it's not free. You pay 30% of your paycheck for it. And then when my crew members that live in England go to get health care, they can't get it with their national health care card. You can have rot throat, strep throat. You don't get health care. Just go home and die. Okay, this is it. See how funny it is to them? They see the future wrecking the free market. But get this. You will still pay to foreign banks. Private interest will get your money. We'll be right back. Second hour coming up.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The ruling class of this world is completely dishonorable, deceptive, and manipulative. And they've set up huge social engineering programs of control. That's really my bottom line, why I'm so upset about what these globalists are up to. I'm going to go to some of your phone calls, then I'll get into the NSA news, the rest of the Obamacare news, Obama out bragging that he is, quote, really, I'm really good at killing people. We're going to look at Panetta says U.S. may have to use military force against Iran. how a war game brought the world to the brink of nuclear disaster. Cars controlled by your mind, actually the car controlling you. It says if it decides if you're sleepy, it just stops the car and calls the police on you. We're going to be talking about this control grid, the technocracy already going into place. That's all coming up in this hour. Right now, we've got Scott, Ryan, Frank, Chris, Jerry, Caleb, Alan, Damian, Tyler, James, Lakey, and many others. Scott in Indiana, thanks for holding. You're on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex. I'm 2 points. First of all, I'm 14, and you opened up my eyes in February of this year.
Well, I'm sad to hear you're 14, sir. The globalists would like it if you drank more fluoride and ate more GMO and weren't here. This is David Rockefeller and other people's planet, like Ted Turner. How dare you be on the Earth breathing their air, sir?
Well, my second point is I helped a man named Amin Nasir get on Gigi Urnetta's InfoWars Nightly News interview, and his next goal is to get on your show, and I didn't know if I wanted to interview him or not.
You know, I saw that report, and it was a very interesting report. People liked it. It was popular. Maybe I should try to get him on. But what is your take on the shooting where their drills now become reality? No libertarian or conservative ever went to an airport and shot anybody, but magically it's now happened. Boy, jeepers creepers. I guess I'm not supposed to question anything.
Perfect. It looked like that 2 months ago to my grandpa, and I knew they were going to blame it on Patriots sooner or later.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you don't like somebody grabbing your wife's breast, you must be a terrorist.
Yeah, I know.
Well, in a nutshell, tell folks about that report by that Iranian filmmaker that you were mentioning. I mean, give people a synopsis.
Okay. I hope you get him on your show.
No, I hear you. I appreciate your call, bro. I was saying talk about the film. Thank you, Scott. Let's talk to another Scott. Scott in Michigan. You're on the air worldwide, sir.
Hello, Alex. I got some information on the LAX shooting. My sister-in-law and brother were at the airport 30 minutes after the incident, and supposedly she saw someone on the ground bleeding. And if you're a human bleeding from a gunshot 30 minutes after the event, you're an actor with fake blood. I was a fireman. I know that the first thing you do is you get the wounded to the hospital.
Well, that's right. You go into shock. You go into shock, and you die if it's a serious wound, and within minutes you've got somebody tourniquet and you've got a stretcher. That is, and you know, that's in the news. Then like 45 minutes later, people still saw folks bleeding. If you only got six wounded with all these police and stuff, they'd be on gurneys, what, in 15, 20 minutes at an airport?
At the most, it'd be 5-10 minutes. I was a fireman. That's the first thing you do is you stabilize the victims and you get them to the hospital. You don't leave them there for 30 minutes unless Godzilla himself is standing outside the building. And even then, you'd still try to get them to the hospital.
Well, sir, the government is doing a good job. And if you question them, that's hate-mongering and racist and doesn't matter if they're all announcing world government, calling it a new world order. The media says that I made up this term and that I made the shooter, the alleged shooter, do this. And I'm just getting used to learning that it's my fault. Everything happens. I'm kind of like Godzilla, actually. I'm just causing all these horrible things to happen. Of course, it's not really true. I have a good idea who's making it happen. As we go out to break, sir, Scott, what do you think's going on here?
I'm thinking at least it had to be at least partially staged. They're going to use this to try to increase the arms of the TSA and try to get them guns so that somebody that was working, flipping burgers at McDonald's yesterday can be standing there with a gun with their hands in your pants.
That's exactly who they want. They want to take their welfare army, cut them off welfare, make them brigade level, every town, goon force. That's what they do. That's the commie plan. Well said. You're on target. We'll be right back with the Humet.
KLN, Los Angeles. Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I'm nobody special, except I'm red-blooded just like you. I'm like my forebears. I'm not a coward. I'm not a slug. And I could see a bunch of con artists, globalists, trying to take over my world and make myself and my family their slaves and their property. I could see it coming a trillion miles away, but it's in our face, stomping our guts out, ladies and gentlemen. Are we going to stand up and do something about this? Are we going to become aware of this? Or just keep denying it, denying it, denying it, when it becomes more and more obvious in our face? Go into your phone calls, but this piece up on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, it's going viral right now via DrudgeReport.com, Gateway Pundit this morning, architect of Obamacare, Ezekiel Emanuel, Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel, is debating one of the people on Fox Sunday, Fox News Sunday, and he says, hey, the insurance companies see the future. They know there's no more individual health care. You don't have a choice. This is the future. And we could read the bill. Government involvement is what took the best healthcare system in the last 30 years and wrecked it and made it the most expensive. And now you're going to come in and it's already doubled in a year and it's going to triple, quadruple, and they're going to wreck the healthcare mandate and bring in eugenics and social engineering. And it's admitted in Obamacare, what you eat off your credit cards is tracked to decide what you pay. I mean, we're collectivized with all these other people now telling us what to do in our lives. This is the opposite of freedom. This is what wrecks countries. But it's what gives these control freaks control of our lives, and it's what they lust after. It is a nightmare in England, a nightmare in Canada. And they lied to us, Obama. We ought to cue that up after this clip and play it before we go back to calls, where he said, I'm not going to get rid of your health care. Nobody's taking it. That's a conspiracy theory. It's 3 million people now, conservatively. It was 2 million a week ago who've been kicked off their health plans. In Texas, they're up 539%. That's mainstream news. California, 200-something%. This is a giant raping, a private tax to private insurance companies. Of course it's going to go up if you've got to buy their product and they can cut the type of care you get. But Obama wants to give me something free. There isn't any free lunches, dumbos. I'm talking to new listeners. Man, you people are gullible. Do we have to collapse everything before you figure it out? There's NBC News. Obama administration and millions could not keep their health insurance, and they admit now he lied. But see, he can be politically destroyed now. He's the puppet. He knows the game. What about the people that put him in and did all this, and the Republican leadership trying to stop the Tea Party right now from defeating this? You got the Republican leadership, the Democratic leadership, attacking the Tea Party because it's real Americans. And all you gullible yuppies go, it's popular, not like the Tea Party. Well, bend over, buddy. Let's go ahead and go to Rahm Emanuel's brother, architect of the O-Rapicare, O-Scamicare, O-Fraudicare, O-Peace Prize Care, O-Foreign Bank Care, Obamacare, admitting what we told you for 6 years and for 3.5 years when it passed, emergency red level, this is a total foreign banking tax. Just like they do to other countries. Here it is.
People who knew the law as it was being written knew the president wasn't telling the truth. The grandfather provision written into the law itself was too narrow. And frankly, they wrote a regulation intentionally trying people out of the individual market.
But if you read that regulation,
people to go into the exchanges because there's a lot of people in the individual market. The whole point of the exchanges is to close down the individual insurance market.
That was James Caporetti.
They wanted to move millions of people into the exchanges.
Insurance companies was intentional. Insurance companies don't like the individual market as it's constructed. They see the future. That individual market is going away. They don't want to invest in it.
But that's not why, what the president said.
Let me finish.
That's Ezekiel Emanuel. Remember, it's a conspiracy theory. We don't want to wreck health care. You're going to keep your insurance. You can still go shop. This is just to cover the 35 million that aren't. Blah, blah, blah. Now they're like 35 million more illegals. They're going to give free health care. This is a mafia takeover. And of course, they've got the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center all over the news saying I'm a terrorist, all over the news saying I'm a racist. Not one clip of proof or I'm behind all this crime, because I'm just up here going, oh, hey, these guys are scam artists. But hey, here's the issue. You're not going to stop now all the other talk show hosts and all the other media people and all the other blogs and all the other news sites. We've all got it now. I'm passé now. Most of what I say is now mainstream. And I'm not radicalizing to be different now. I'm ready to become mainline and take the country back. I'm not a radical. I'm a restorationist. I'm a common sense guy. I want you to do well. I get upset by seeing somebody cheated, somebody bamboozled, somebody scammed. I try to warn people. I try to, if I see somebody in a grocery store, you know, right next to the butternut squashes, and they've got them on the other side at half price, I'll tell them. I'm a busybody. I'm a troublemaker. I'm a terrorist. I mean, I had medical doctors and experts and healthcare managers on who were already retired and freaking out. They didn't have a dog in the fight except for justice, saying this is the biggest screw job in history. It's going to shut down all the small insurance companies, all the HMOs, all the clinics, all these clinics like Scott and White and all these other groups that give super low-cost, high-quality healthcare. It makes it cost prohibitive now. They've got to raise prices. It's about muscling everybody. We've got another clip here lined up. We got a bunch of clips lined up. Which clip is that? Oh, yeah, you can keep your plan. Yeah, thanks for reminding me. Yeah. Here's Obama 3.5 years ago on the eve of passing this going, well, come on, folks. You can keep your plan. Don't listen to the people that say that. I'm your friend. And don't listen to people that say that this is meant to wreck individual health care and create a big government system where private groups get the controlled profits. Again, the big 10 insurance companies want to shut down over 200 small ones, and they are. They're going to get rid of that competition, folks. And all of you out there that support Obama, you're going to go along with it because your identity is in Obama, not in being a free person. And that's why they're doing this. They've already assessed you. They know you're a peer pressure driven chump. And Republicans won't admit, the Republican leadership wrote this as well. You won't admit Karl Rove and all those guys did this to you. So you're all done. You love it. You ask for it. You're going to get it. It'll be quadruple by the time they're done. And then it's going to be taxes by the mile in your car. Let's go to Obama. There's 10 minutes of these, but let's play a minute of him promising people you can stay on your insurance. Here it is.
We will keep this promise to the American people. If you like your doctor, you will be able to keep your doctor, period.
Total lie.
If you like your health care plan, you will be able to keep your health care plan.
Total lie.
Period.
Period.
First
period.
Of all, if you've got health insurance, you like your doctor, you like your plan, you can keep your doctor, you can keep your plan. Nobody is talking about...
Get in my car, child. I have a puppy.
No matter what you've heard.
Period.
If you like your doctor or health care plan, you can keep it. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you like your private health insurance plan, you can keep your plan.
You like it, folks?
Period. If you are among the hundreds
period.
Of millions of Americans who
he
already
says,
have
period.
Health insurance
so it makes
your
it okay.
Or Medicare, or Medicaid, or the VA, nothing in this plan will require you or your employer to change the coverage of the doctor you have.
That's State of the Union, September 9th, 2009. Just shut it off. Shut it off. We're going to go to break, come back, go to your calls. I'm too upset right now. I mean, all over the news, they're saying I'm behind the LAX shooting because I dare play clips of him lying. I'm a terrorist. I'm just some talk show host warning you, but you heard I'm the terrorist. They're the good guys, folks. They're your friends. I'm the bad guy. I admit it's all my fault. Obama's our savior. Turn in your guns. They'll treat you nice. In every case in history, bending over to government is the answer. Of course, it isn't.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I talked to so many Obama supporters, and they say, why would he do that to me? I voted for him. He loves me. No, he's run mainly by offshore banks that own our military industrial complex, that own the big insurance companies, who write the legislation to absolutely impoverish you, transfer the wealth to themselves as a way to control and run your life. And you're going to have to admit to yourself this is social engineering if you have any hope of ever getting out of it. Just because you're a nice person doesn't mean the robber barons that live in castles are. They're not. But see, you only think a middle class person is bad. Someone with $5 more than you is an evil rich scumbag. You want their money right now. That's social engineering. That's social warfare, class warfare. But if it's a big ultra rich guy calling for more taxes on the middle class, well, Warren Buffett's your friend. And that's why you're a failure, is because you are gullible, like a little fishy coming and biting on the hooky. And free people are not that gullible. So I'm begging you to admit you've been conned and to admit you've been bamboozled and to admit you've been manipulated, because knowing is, as the Army used to say, half the battle. Let's go to your phone calls fast. Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding. You're on the air worldwide.
Yeah, I just have a quick possible news tip. It may be nothing, but I was sitting in traffic the other day. I don't normally listen to him. Turn him on. I don't know the context exactly, but Rush Limbaugh was talking. He was giving tips, it sounds like, to his audience to turn off their cell phones when they get onto an airplane, because everybody knows cell phones don't work. And what he was trying to warn people, it drains your battery down, because the whole time, once you, you know, take off, your phone is going to constantly be searching.
It's constantly trying to make access with the cell towers, but cell phones don't work about 4,000 feet, except on 9/11. Then they all work perfectly, even though the FBI had to admit almost all those phone calls, except for airphones, were not made, including the Solicitor General's wife. It was all fake, but let's just ignore that.
Well, I just think it's interesting that he was talking about that. I had mentioned once before, back in the around the 9th of January, back in 2009, and he was not joking. It may have been a stunt of some type of a contractual stunt. Maybe he was trying to get more money, or maybe he was trying to scare some people. Like, hey, if you want, I'll start telling you know what's really going on. But he was telling how the world worked. He was talking about the CFR. He's like, the presidents, the Congress are ceremonial. I mean, he sounded like Alex Jones. He went to a commercial break, came back. It was like it never happened. None of the callers mentioned it. I don't know if it was like a test to see if the sheep would see, but it was definitely not a joke. He was not
joking.
Well,
I know for a fact Rush Limbaugh obviously is aware of what's going on, so I'll just leave it at that. And whatever, there's just no future if we don't turn this around. The problem is the public is so dumbed down and cowardly. A lot of folks won't stick their neck out, because why should they? The public, the general public, wants to be abused. They want to be chumped. It's very sad. I appreciate your call. I appreciate Chris calling in as well from Indiana. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, yeah, Alex. Most of the public is like Parsons from 1984, who's collecting all the money and who believe that the chocolate ration going down was a good thing and standing up and clapping for it.
Well, that's right, because as long as they cheer the system, it doesn't matter if their kids are dying in front of them. If they imagine it's okay, they're like optimists on PCP. And being an optimist when bad stuff's happening is not good. It's good when things are bad to admit they're bad, to make your condition better, and to not live in denial. But it's all part of this magical thinking. Oh, Alex, don't be so negative about our $7 trillion deficit. Don't be so negative about the communist Chinese taking over the Panama Canal and building a $40 billion new one. Alex, don't be so negative about our IQs dropping and the average person being close to bankruptcy. Just be positive. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to be positive, then everything's fine. Everything's wonderful. Obamacare is a great success, isn't it, Chris?
Oh, yeah. I was just wearing an Obama mask. I work in the healthcare system here in South Bend, Indiana, and I was wearing that Obama mask that you have on your Infowars.com magazine for October, and everyone's just loving it. You know, I had like the upper management come by and taking pictures of me and stuff.
Yeah, for those that don't know, you could cut off the cover. It was Obamacare as a skull, which is death for the elderly and others. Death panels, the trendies love it. It's liberal. They think they get some more welfare if they kill somebody. Of course, they'll be killed as well. Just teaching them to have that idea. And so what happened when you were wearing the loving Obamacare mask?
No, I got a very positive response from my coworkers. They were all like, yeah, I know it's going to make people, they're going to cut their hours and everything from 40 hours to 29 hours. I wanted to get to a very important predictive programming issue. It sounds very random, I know, Alex, but I have to bring this up. Last Christmas, I was watching Home Alone 2, Lost in New York with Macaulay Culkin and Joe Pesci and so forth, and it was very strange because I've seen this movie before and I never noticed this, but at the last segment, at the very start, he's running around New York and stuff, and he's having fun and all that, and he's on the World Trade Center, he's on the observation deck, taking Polaroid photos and so forth, and it zooms out, and the very next scene, it has a huge, bold-lettered, clad saying airport security. It just quick snapped your fingers from the World Trade Center.
Well, that might have been a coincidence, but I appreciate your call. There's no doubt that the CIA came to Fox, because I've talked to people involved, Dean Haglund and others, and said, we want an episode where a jet flies into the World Trade Center and blows it up to attack Afghanistan, but it's really the government in a drill, remote control, but we blame it on Muslims. And then 6 months later, that happened. And listen, it isn't just that I'd covered that show. I get a call from like 93.7's producer, sister station to 590 AM, and she goes, hey, Dean Haglund, is it Hagman? I can't remember. The one of the stars of the X-Files and Lone Gunman, Dean Hagman. He wants to come to your house. And I knew she was for real, real person. I went, when? 24 hours from now, tomorrow night. So I said, all right, and here comes the guy from the X-Files. He pulls up, gets out. He goes, you know, you're right about that being staged. The CIA came to us. And, you know, the maker of the X-Files was all freaked out and everything after it happened. Chris Carter, I mean, this is the Twilight Zone I'm living in, folks. And then I sat him down in my house in my living room, actually in my office, and shot a video interview in my house. That interview's on YouTube. It's on PrisonPlanet.tv. With him saying this, and then later, Chris Carter was in the news like 3 years later saying similar stuff. I mean, it's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I mean, it just never seems to end. Look, this is what I got to do. I've got Obama bypassing Congress with an executive order for massive carbon taxes I've got to get to. I've got NSA news, huge Middle East news, economic news. It's up on drudgereport.com, right-hand side. Big, big story that I want to cover dealing with the food banks. They're saying they're running out of food. They're panicking. The welfare checks have been cut. The food stamps have been cut. They're going to run out of food very, very soon. You notice Obama got elected, got the health care in, got the implosion going. Now they cut the welfare off. It's all meant under Cloward and Piven, all declassified, to bankrupt the country, to make you dependent. Just like the author of Obamacare said, Ezekiel Emanuel. He said, hey, we're going to blow out the health care. It's the plan. See, now they've got the legislation. Now Homeland Security's in place, and now there can be terror attacks blamed on the opposition.
We've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
All right, here's what I want to do. I've got a bunch of special reports, including the White House and its allied groups now saying gun ownership is racist. That's coming up in the next segment, a special report we're going to premiere here on the radio. And I've got Obama becoming a dictator over environmental regulations that Congress has struck down. Just really unprecedented stuff coming up. But let's race through your calls right now. Jerry and then Caleb, Allen, Damian, Lakey, and others. Jerry in Tennessee, you're on the air.
Hey, I got some pretty important info from my buddy in the Kentucky National Guard that I think everybody should hear. I talked to him about a week ago when the info came out about the, you know, the MP's garden for the FEMA doing the confiscation.
So yes, I was sent by a member of the military police who gave us his info and name and documents. Video of them being taught that FEMA is their new command, but that's also in the news. It's not like I just believe the video, and that they're being trained for gun confiscation during civil unrest and a suspension of the Constitution. Go ahead.
Exactly. Well, I told him about this, and he said, oh, no, I haven't heard anything like that. I'm under command of the governor of Kentucky. He wouldn't go along with anything like that. That was, you know, a week ago. Well, Saturday morning at midnight, Friday night, he'd been on grill. And I got this text from him, and it kind of blew my mind. Let me see if I can get through here. He sent it to me and his wife. He said, just thought you should know, we are now the state QRF, quick reaction force. We're getting riot control training. Just got all kinds of new riot gear issued to the armory, including non-lethal weapons such as tear gas and rubber bullets, handcuffs, bats, and buffer shields. Also, tasers. It's our whole battalion. This is new to us because we are not a military police battalion.
I was about to say, they're even training the auto mechanics now the last year, and the enemy they train them to fight is the Tea Party and gun owners. And so for those that don't know, what this caller's saying is actually in the Army Times. It's actually in Stars and Stripes. It's hiding in plain view that Obama and his controllers are preparing for a total collapse and training the entire National Guard for one mission, taking over society. Finish the rest.
So receiving police riot control training all of a sudden is kind of off kilter because the MPs already have this training. Why us? When you think about it, the state of Kentucky will have over 5,000 soldiers trained in riot control to aid police. The reason is in case of martial law. I have heard martial law a dozen times in my classes today.
And they're like, we just want you to know it may be coming. It's martial law, and the government's allowed to take the guns in a civil emergency. We need our guns during a collapse of society. Every statistic shows makes the crime rate lower. But the default is Katrina, gun confiscation. And people will make any excuse they can. But, man, I tell you, everywhere they are training for cordoning cities and confiscating guns. And, again, they're going to cut the welfare until folks riot to set the precedent for a permanent military force. So the good news is, it's also the bad news, is that the first time they implode things, it won't be that bad. And they've done this in other countries. It's an IMF World Bank plan. They played it out. They've tested it. It'll be a small collapse at first, then they stabilize things. And then if we go along with that and buy into the occupation, they are going to shut everything off and steal everything, including the pensions. And folks, don't say you didn't hear it, because I'm warning everybody. I'm not bragging. It's just fact. It isn't fun to be up point on this. I've done the research. I've researched the history. It isn't hard, but I'm the only guy that did it, it seems. We're following an exact paradigm here, and it's very scary to be the guy on the radio. It's surreal. Who knows what's going on talking about this? Go ahead and tell me what else your friend told you.
Well, that was pretty much the gist of it. Now, he's gone from a guy who was excited about, you know, serving for Kentucky. He would always defend and be like, no, I'm not under Obama. I'm under the governor of Kentucky. Now he's posting, talking about he's counting down the days until he gets out.
And that's the problem. That's the plan. I told my dad this as a doctor. Still had another 5 years to work or so if he wanted to, but he was near retirement, you know, 64. He said, look, son, I know they want me to quit, but I just can't do this and sign these documents, waiving my rights and doing all this. And everybody I know, police, military, doctors, everybody that served America faithfully is getting out. And then all you're left with is the scum. So see how that plan works? What do we do about that? You can't demand they stay in it when it's bad, but what do you do?
There's nothing we can do, Alex. This is a foregone conclusion, and it's the judgment of God. That lady got up in the Congress the other day, and whether she was a brainwashed victim, I personally believe she'd been under conviction from the Lord. That, for me, is a big red flag. Judgment's coming. We're not Nineveh. Nineveh would have repented a long time ago. The book of Revelation is happening, and we're with
it. I hear you. I hate to say it, but I can feel it. I think it's already started. Have you noticed how crazy folks are going? They're being given great delusion. I think the judgment's already starting.
It is. The book of Revelation isn't something that happens. My preacher just said the other day, it's not going to snap your fingers and you're in it. You build into it. We're building into it now, and you have to have your head in the sand to not sit.
And notice, who does Homeland Security say the enemy is? Born-again Christians. Folks that believe in the second coming of Christ, that means you believe in the Antichrist coming and will resist it. That was on 60 Minutes in like 1995. She said, if you believe in the second coming of Christ, you are a cult member, you are a terrorist. In fact, pull up her full quote. We can probably even find the video. I used to have it. We played it about a month ago, where she says, if you believe in the second coming of Christ, you are a cult member. So, because these people are out, and even if you don't believe in God, folks, these people are like manifesting it. Talk about a creepy call. Wow, thank you, Jerry. Let's talk to Caleb in Iowa. Caleb, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Mr. Jones. Is my on the air?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I've got a few things I want to talk about. First thing, I would like to say the LAX shooting, bunch of crap. If you look at the photo, the blood next to the body, I quote around that because looks like a mannequin to me. But
that's what
like
our people said live when it happened, but I just can't go there. All I know is they have a history of staging stuff. They were having a drill. People said it was TSA guys shooting people. This looks really bad. That's all I can say.
Yeah. And on a second point, I'd like to ask you a question. A couple of years ago, actually, I think it was 2000, you lied about Bill Cooper swearing and then kicking him off the air. I'd like to get your point.
Well, you mean you just called in about some dead talk show host to like create some YouTube video. I had Bill Cooper on my radio show and he kept cussing and we have a delay and I had to cut him off and then finally ended the segment and got him off gracefully. Bill Cooper was famous for cussing constantly. And then you guys say, well, the radio show you have recorded on YouTube doesn't do it. And that's because when it's on AM and FM, jackass, then you don't hear it. So there's your answer. Just, it's unbelievable. The whole New World Order is coming down on us. All this stuff's happening. And you're bringing up some UFOologist that isn't even part of my lexicon, who I interviewed one time. That's why we're going to fall, folks. The public is just so brain dead. Let's talk to Alan in Florida. Alan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I'm a previous nights and weekend worker for a major airline, worked back during the 9/11 events. A couple years ago, I became a citizen journalist, and I want to thank you as being one of the people that inspired me to take the first step to start writing and keep me going. Sometimes it's not so easy, so I encourage all your listeners to start a blog, to start reporting. Anyway, getting to the LAX shooting, about 9 months ago, this was in January, I was speaking with an individual who's works for the TSA and is a veteran TSA worker. And this person told me that they had started new training for a mass shooting at a checkpoint. And this TSA worker was upset, frightened.
No, stay there, stay there. I'm going to come back to you because this has been in the news. Guys, pull in TSA trains for checkpoint shooting. They have been just gearing up, and it's always a libertarian, anti-New World Order, and then it happens. You say, well, that's profiling. No. I mean, it is unbelievable how staged all this is. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Obama loves me.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah. No. InfoWars.com. That's racist.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting.
We got to get Mike Judge live on the show.
It's Alex Jones.
Give him a call. Let's see some live music. All right, I got a bunch of phone calls, a special report, tons of news I haven't gotten to. Weekday show comes up tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Infowars.com for station listings, free audio feeds, podcasts, you name it. We're going to go back to the caller, Alan in Florida, who worked for the airlines and had some big breaking news. But first, let me give you some breaking Obozo news, Ovomit news. Actually, he's running our life and winning. So I should say our vanquisher, our conqueror, I mean, our king, our master, our supreme pimp king. Obama said, hey, if you're getting problems, getting kicked off your health care, having premium increases, don't worry, just go to the exchange. Well, here is Associated Press, also Fox reporting, Obamacare sites goes offline for extended maintenance. It's a fake site to create this process. The bill never said you got anything, so they got to just make you think they're not screwing you. Oh, the site didn't work. And then today, he just released this video from WhiteHouse.gov like 30 minutes ago. This is brand new. You're about to hear. He comes out and says, go to the site. That's where you can sign up to get all your free stuff. Be like, come get your free happy pills. It's like cyanide. People fall down dead eating it. And people say, he wouldn't lie to us. It falls over dead. Here, you have some. I mean, it's like Jim Jones Kool-Aid drinking or something. Oh, boy. Let's go to Obama saying go to a website that is now down, shut down. And now we're just going to wait for the, like a lottery ticket. Someday the site will open. Someday, like a Russian line, I'll get my free sausages and nylons. Here it is.
If you're getting one of these letters, just shop around in the new marketplace. That's what it's for.
President Obama this week offering his advice to the potentially millions.
So there you go. I mean, just go shop around on the website. I mean, the website's completely down now. I mean, come on, don't be a... I imagine a headline tomorrow. Alex Jones isn't just a murderer, isn't just a terrorist, isn't just behind the LAX shooting because he made up something called a New World Order that all these world leaders are calling for. No, and CNBC says we're under global government of the New World Order. No. It's Alex Jones. That's why the Obamacare doesn't work. Or it's anybody else that doesn't buy into it. Actually, they've said it's secret Republican sabotage. They've been saying that for 2 weeks of the Obamacare website. They have surrogates say it, though. I'm sorry. Alan in Florida, finish your point up. Recap what you were saying and get into it.
Sure, Alex. So this individual was a veteran TSA checkpoint worker, told me that suddenly, this was in January of this year, the TSA had rolled out new training for a active shooter scenario. And this worker seemed very upset and actually afraid. The worker told me they were afraid to go to work, and they were told, always look for an escape route, you know, at any time. A shooter could show up, and if that happens, the TSA needs to save themselves. Don't worry about protecting the passengers. Save yourself first. Now, like I told you, I had recently become, partly thanks to you, a citizen journalist, and I published this at Washington Times Communities.
I thought you've called before. Didn't you call a couple of weeks ago mentioning your fear of a mass shooting?
Yes, sir.
Wow, now, I'm freaking out right now. I remember, in fact, tell your name. We pulled it up and saw your article. You actually warned of this. Go ahead. What's your name?
Yeah, actually, Alan, I have the same name as you, no relation, Alan Jones. So about 2 weeks after this, something strange happened. I was approached in a public place by this guy with a camera who just came up to me and started taking pictures of me and then telling me things about where I used to live. Different cities, and then just took off. So I've since come to learn, I believe that person is a DHS contractor, as a canine handler. This person was upset that this was new training they had never seen in their life at the TSA.
Well, sir, it sounds like you need to cover this more, but I remember you calling, what was it, 2-3 weeks ago, you were worried about a mass shooting in an airport, and then you got harassed by some operative because they knew you were onto it. Wow. We're living in a spy movie. I mean, that's all I can say. You should go find that YouTube clip. You remember when you called in. Was it 2-3 weeks ago or a month ago? When was that?
It was. I don't know. I don't know if I mentioned this particular story.
No, you called in during the day. Because I remember saying this and having a discussion, and it was you. And I said, I'm worried they're going to stage a mass shooting, probably at LAX. I remember that call.
Okay. I can't remember.
The problem is I do like 16, 17 hours a week or more just of live radio. But I remember, God bless you, brother. I appreciate your call. Anybody can search TSA prepares for mass shootings. You can find articles from a month ago, you name it. But I want to go to a report, speaking of the demonization of gun owners, right now. Then we'll come back and see if I can find that news article. Here is that report dealing with the demonization of gun owners. Is owning a gun racist? Remember 3.5 years ago when they were trying to pass Obamacare? And we were reading the legislation and pointing out that it was written by insurance companies to raise premiums and kick people off their existing plans and was a giant fraud? We were called racist. If you didn't support Obamacare, you were racist. There was no proof, no reason, no logic. Well, the same thing is happening again. We've seen in the last year this drumbeat by Fox Sports columnists like Whitlock and others that you are racist if you basically own guns or if you're a member of the NRA, that you are the new Ku Klux Klan.
I did not go as far as I would like to go because my thoughts on the NRA and America's gun culture, I believe the NRA is the new KKK.
Well, the drumbeat has been intensifying with a new study put out by a Brit and an Australian, two places where their populations have been disarmed, putting together doctored statistics to say that owning guns is racist. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. If you own guns, it's because you don't like black people. Of course, a few years ago, Michael Moore didn't even need statistics to say this. He said, scared white people out in the countryside have these because they don't like black people. But what Jason Whitlock of Fox and what Bob Costas and what Michael Moore don't want you to know is the historical fact that at the end of the Civil War, they were passing laws so that black folks couldn't own guns in the South. And the NRA was founded to teach blacks how to use firearms to protect themselves from the Ku Klux Klan. This is a fact and was one of the main reasons the National Rifle Association was founded. But in this upside-down world, the NRA and gun owners collectively are told that we are the new Ku Klux Klan because we are against individuals being ganged up on and abused, and because the NRA was founded to fight the Ku Klux Klan.
Thank the Lord for our Constitution. I also want to thank the NRA for its legacy. The National Rifle Association was founded by religious leaders who wanted to protect free slaves from the Ku Klux Klan. They would raise money, buy arms, show the free slaves how to use those arms, and protect their families. God bless you. Many of us probably wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for the NRA.
The truth is, none of these so-called liberals that are really authoritarian progressives, they are for the progression of tyranny, want the state that's arming to the teeth to be restricted. They don't want all of the Hollywood stars who are anti-gun for other individuals to have their armed bodyguards taken away. No. They're just for the mass of the commoners who can't afford bodyguards. They're just for us to be disarmed. These people are anti-liberty, anti-freedom. In fact, recently, Eddie Vedder came out of Pearl Jam and said that people are trying to take his free speech away because they're arguing with him, saying they don't want to have their guns taken away.
They also don't think that you have the right to speak as an American, as a taxpayer, as a
trendy. So he wants to take your right of self-defense away, so you argue against him, and then he calls that an attack on his free speech. No, disagreeing with you is not an attack on your free speech. Taking free speech away with the fairness doctrine, like the FCC is trying to do, is. So again, these people are authoritarian and don't even
folks,
know it.
They are the full report's up on Infowars.com. I'm out of time. Sorry to the other callers. 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, three-hour radio show tomorrow. I haven't even gotten into the big news since Friday. Obama signs dictatorial executive order imposing debunked climate change policies, even though Congress shot it down. This is meant to, again, bankrupt the country, to make us dependent on them, just like the Soviet Union did to Eastern Europe. This is Cloward and Piven. Warn everybody you know. God bless you all. I'm Alex Jones signing off for now.